land of ours is under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone because I want to be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. I'm gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into this terrific Tuesday, February 20th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. We're going to be talking with Ian Murphy at the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in Gaylord. We have had a couple of meetings there. I want to talk to Ian about those meetings and find out who's been holding meetings, town hall meetings, meet and greets, all kinds of information going on over there at the Iron Pig. He is our Sons of Liberty Tavern, very similar to Samuel Adams and the other patriots in Boston that met and started basically the Revolutionary War. I'm not in any way, shape, or form comparing what they did to what we're doing in this modern age. However, a revolution's taking place. You see it everywhere. Even the Democrats are now starting to bail on Biden. It's starting to happen. There is talk that he is not physically and mentally fit to stay president of the United States, and they're panicking. Now, of course, I believe Michelle Obama will come to the rescue at their national convention. There's even talk that Hillary Clinton may get back into the discussion. Hillary, you were old when you ran against Donald Trump and got your butt kicked in 16. Biden stole the election in 20. This is 2024, sweetie. You're a little longer in the tooth. 8 years since you got your butt kicked by Donald Trump, and you think you have the stamina, you have the energy, the mental capacity? You might not be as bad as Biden, girl, but you're getting darn close. Remember her seizure where she fell over into the SUV while attending that funeral? Yeah, this is going to be interesting. We've got the civil war going on within the Republican Party. Christina Caramo put forward, I believe, a fantastic, absolutely fantastic proposal to Pete Hoekstra and his supporters. Tell you what, Pete, why don't you come join me in Detroit on March 2nd? Why don't we gather everybody in the room, all the almost 2,000 delegates that are expected to be there, and let's let the delegates vote. Who's the chair of this party, me or Pete Hoekstra? Let's take a vote, Pete. If you're so confident that you're the chair and you're so confident that Donald Trump endorsed you and gave you a shout out Saturday night in Waterford Township, that the RNC's attorney put out an opinion that you're the chair of the party, let's get it confirmed by the 2,000 precinct delegates that are going to be with us on March 2nd. Yeah, let's do this. Let's let the delegates who elected me to be the chair, let's see if they vote to keep me or to replace me. You man enough to show up, Pete? Short break. We'll be right back. Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin Tires. Royal Tire and Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Christina Caramo sent an email out. I don't know if many of you precinct delegates got it or not, but she sent it to the radio station. And she said very simply, and I'm going to pull it up and read it to you. This is a situation where enough's enough. We have got to unite. We got to stop playing this charade, this theater that's going on. I don't care what Donald Trump did, said, endorsed, and the shout out he gave out to Pete Hoekstra on Saturday night in Waterford Township. Don't care. It's a strategy by Trump. I explained it yesterday using my four-level board of chess. Four games of chess going on at the same time. You stack them up. On the bottom board is the grassroots. That's us. We the people. Brian Pannenbaker, UAW workers for Trump. That's us. Next up, state representatives and state senators. Seriously, Cam Cavett and Matt Hall are going to be at that rally. Where is your letter, Matt, of endorsement of Trump? The senators did it. Senator Jim Runstad did a letter of endorsement of support of Donald Trump. You know whose name's not on it? Senator John DeMuth. Ed McBroom's name's on it. Quite a few other Republican state senators are on it. Out of the 18, I believe three, maybe four, didn't sign it. One of them, State Senator John DeMuth. When you see John DeMuth, ask him a question. John, why did you not sign the state senators, Republican state senators, letter of endorsement of Donald Trump? Why didn't you do it? Why didn't you do it, Johnny? Explain to me why you did not sign the letter of endorsement of the eventual nominee, Donald Trump, to be running against whatever Democrat comes his way this November. Why did you not sign it? Because I got a problem. I got a major, major problem with that. I talked to Jim Runstad. He said, Randy, I approached the other 17 Republican state senators. All of them knew that I was circulating this letter of endorsement of support of Donald Trump, that we were going to send it to him. And guess what? They had numerous opportunities. I asked numerous times, did you get it? Yeah, I got it. Great. Are you going to sign it? I'll let you know. That's what John DeMuth said to Senator Runstad. I'm extremely busy. I'll get back to you, Jim. Okay, no problem. I understand. Then he said, I told him that there was going to be a deadline. The deadline is going to be before the presidential primary. We're going to get this out to President Trump before the 9 days of early voting starts. DeMuth said, got it. Never got back to him. This is amazing. This is absolutely amazing that our Republican state senator for the 37th state Senate district would not join the other Republican state senators in endorsing Donald Trump for president. Seriously, who is he going to vote for on Tuesday, February 27th? Nikki Haley? What the heck is going on in DeMuth's brain? Now we have his puppet master, Congressman Jack Bergman, signing a letter with the other Republican congressman, the Republican delegation from Michigan, acknowledging Pete Hoekstra as being the chair over top of the people's precinct delegates' vote. He can sign that letter, but they can't sign a letter endorsing supporting Donald Trump in a primary presidential election that is ongoing. People are voting right now. It started on Saturday. Saturday, Sunday, and yesterday in Torch Lake Township, Vicky said they've had a total of 36 voters. And I can't disclose the numbers, but it's overwhelmingly everybody's coming in and asking for a Republican ballot. Only four or five, she said, she forgets the actual number. We don't know the count, but four or five, six maybe have asked for a Democrat one. Really? My question, are they voting for Biden or are they voting uncommitted? Because Rashida Tlaib, the Muslim congresswoman downstate, she's telling every Democrat in Michigan to vote uncommitted. To send a message to Biden, we're not voting for you in November. We do not want you to be our candidate. She, of course, is doing it as a protest vote because of him allowing and supporting Israel in their war against Hamas, the Palestinians, of which Rashida Tlaib is one. She's Palestinian descent. She is a Muslim. I'm not being a racist here. I'm not a bigot. I'm saying the facts. This is the truth. She is a Muslim. Palestinian descent. She is against Israel. Well, Biden so far has been supporting Israel. And she doesn't like it. And as a result, she wants you Democrats listening to protest vote on this presidential ballot. Gretchen Whitmer is freaking out over it because a lot of people evidently are following her lead and Democrats are going to vote that way. Biden will lose Michigan to Donald Trump based on the number of turnout. The Republican votes for Donald Trump in this presidential primary, which is ongoing. If you haven't heard, you can vote right now. You don't have to wait until February 27th. There's 9 days of early voting. It started on Saturday. I know because my wife has been working 9 to 5 Saturday, Sunday, yesterday, today, every day until February 27th. Our Torch Lake Township clerk didn't have enough people to work. She called up Vicky and she said, Vicky, please. You've been a board of canvasser for the county. You've been a poll challenger here at Torch Lake Township. You've seen the elections. You know the process. I need you to please go take the training, and I'll pay you $21 an hour to be here. Vicky's like, I'm retired. I own a radio station. I'm busy with my husband running it. All right. Whatever. You need me really that bad? Yes, I'm desperate. She took the training. Vicky is, for the first time in a long time, having to get up early, make her lunch, and go work for 8 hours a day. And it's so amazing to me that these people think that this civil war is not absolutely showing us who they are. I have seen Pete Hoekstra and many other people that I've known for a long time across the entire state of Michigan. Adam DeAngeli and I fought for right to work back in 2011 and 2012 next to Tony DeMott, his mentor. They were in the Ron Paul Tea Party movement back in the day, 2009. I've known Andy Seabolt. I've known Tom Stillings, Tom Norton, Jeff Fuss, and many other of the patriots that have gotten sucked up into this coup d'etat attempt to take over the Michigan Republican Party from Christina Caramo and the precinct delegates that duly elected her to put her in office. It's okay. This will be over very, 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 very soon. It's coming down to March 2nd. Pete Hoekstra, you, me, and Joe the plumber had our picture taken in the park in Petoskey. there by the railroad tracks back in 2008 when Joe the plumber, tossing a football with his son out in the streets of his house, I believe in Ohio, got a visit from then candidate Barack Hussein Obama and asked him a very snarky question. Made himself famous. Joe the plumber came to Petoskey. Rich Carlson at the time was running the Petoskey Tea Party. T-E-A, capital T, capital E, capital A, taxed enough already, Tea Party event. And we were at the park. And I was home, staying on a summer vacation from truck driving, and I went to it. And Rich asked me, as a trucker Randy, if I'd sit next to Joe the plumber, next to Pete Hoekstra. I said, sure. Rich had heard me speak at Tea Party meetings before. This was before I ever ran for state senate. And I said, sure, Rich, I'll do it. Not a problem. Got a picture taken. I also got a picture taken with me confronting Hoekstra back then, face to face, man to man. Vicky took it. And we were a little bit hot. There was all kinds of things that I was getting into his kitchen about. First of all, it was the Patriot Act and his membership on the House Intelligence Committee. Oh, yeah. I was more than just a truck driver. I was informed because I listened to satellite radio 11 hours a day when I was driving my truck. Many times after I'd go in and fill up the truck, take a shower, go have a meal, get back to my bunk, I would listen to satellite radio until I fell asleep at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning and got up to turn it off. You see, this goes way back. I know these people. I know Sala Nusis. I know Bobby Shostak. I know Laura Cox. I know Ron Weiser. Oh, Ron Weiser and I go way back. He brought in Senator Ted Cruz when I was 350 pounds as a truck driver. I got my picture taken with Ted Cruz when I asked him point blank when he was running for president back in, I believe, what was that, 2008? Ted, how can you run for president? Per the Constitution, you're not eligible. You know what Ted Cruz said to me? Thank you for your support, and turned around and walked away from me. When his father, Raphael Cruz, was at the church in downtown Gaylord, I went to it. I talked to Raphael and asked him the same question. You know what his response was? Thanks for coming, and turned around and walked away from me. They knew dang well that Ted Cruz was not eligible to run for president of the United States. Did not meet the constitutional muster, sir. Raphael was not a naturalized citizen when Teddy was born in Canada or where the heck he was born. You know, this whole thing is always a war. Well, guess what? We're in one. It's ongoing. Every aspect and angle of our lives, folks, we are in a war. Pick up your musket and let's go. Come join us. Bottom of the hour news, we'll be right back.